This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Greg Warren. What set of candles does everybody have? And Greg uses a fogger on himself right after this.
I never knew it could be like that. Wow.
That thing you did, where did you learn that? Were you...
Oh, with my arm?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really great.
It's amazing.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's a great couch.
Oh, thanks. I've been thinking about moving it over there.
Really? I like it here. I think it really opens up the room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Ah. Listen, I really gotta get going. I gotta work.
What?
Yeah, I gotta run.
Can you just hold me?
Yeah. Look, I'll call you.
That's what you always say. You don't love me.
Kevin Cloud G, available everywhere.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
The handsome factor has gone way up in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Because comedian Greg Warren has joined us.
Did you bring me a green iced tea?
Hey, guys.
Hey, G-Rock.
How you doing?
Greg Warren, of course, a former state champion wrestler in high school.
Two-time.
Mm-hmm. And in college, what was your highest?
All-American.
All-American, yeah, yeah. College.
I got
wrestler.
Seven.
Mizzou. That is very nice. And what was your weight class, may I ask?
158. My senior year, I bumped up. I was 150 the first 3 years.
150, and you've not weighed yourself since, is that correct?
No.
Not once.
No. Won't get on a scale.
Okay. And you look very nice, by the way. I'm not suggesting that you ballooned or anything.
Just had a birthday? Ballooned?
Well, no, I just wanted people to know that he finds the whole weighing thing. A lot of people probably should buy into that same concept.
Yeah, you don't have to, man, when you go to the doctor. Like,
because you had to weigh yourself constantly for...
Yeah, pretty much
life.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Several times a day.
Run and spit, make weight.
Yeah. Spitting's kind of for amateurs, Chip.
No kidding?
Yeah, it's amateur stuff.
laxatives, things like that?
No, not really
get into that.
Oh, boy.
They don't do that in the pros. That's one.
Like Hulk Hogan would never do that?
No.
Is that what you mean?
No,
I don't think they make weight in the pros.
No, not really.
There's no weight class, really.
Okay. There's Ace, there's Chick, that's Josh, I'm Tom. The lady of the house is Christy Lee. And when we last left you... We were discussing a news story about, do you have it over there?
Yeah, pre and post rituals.
Apparently
for
Americans
life.
In the survey, they have a pre-sex ritual and a post-sex ritual. Do you want to review a couple of them again for me?
Yeah, the pre-sex rituals would include taking a shower, brushing teeth, lighting a candle maybe to set the mood.
Yes.
Post-sex would be cuddling, watching TV, getting hydrated. Mm-hmm. But 1 in 7 actually said that their immediate post-sex act was to jump on social media.
That's
do you jump into the shower? I see you as a shower jumper.
No, not at all.
Really? Mr. Germaphobe?
Is snoring in there?
I have to wash off that filth.
Yes, exactly.
No, apparently, he prefers to wallow in the juices.
Yeah. Wow. I'm shocked by that.
Kind of fluff your pubes.
Do you
like
to relocate away from the wet spot?
Are we going to be honest here?
Yes. No. Yeah. Yes.
When would that start?
I think that's,
I usually go to the restroom.
What do you do?
Go to
You actually go to the restroom?
Yeah, and then, you know, clean up a little bit and then go to bed,
Do a little maintenance?
Not maintenance.
No, you actually, so things have been knocked loose, have they? Is that...
Put your tonsils back in place.
If it was done right, you hope so.
Make sure your internal organs are still where they're supposed to be. That sort of thing.
I think you hit my spleen.
You tuck in the prolapse.
Oh, my God, Josh. Wow.
That was Josh. That was not me.
Wow.
That was not me.
He's just cracking himself up, man.
It's so gross.
I have never had a problem in that area.
You've been with the wrong man, I guess.
Greg, any... you don't want to be mean to our guest.
Really?
Yeah, no, I think you do. I think
really?
You do.
That's all you want to do,
You want
he's going to insinuate.
Not only the guests, he'll be mean to all of them.
He's going to insinuate that we haven't had sex in a long time.
The last time Greg had sex, the first thing he did was went on MySpace. At the time, that was a kind of an active social media. And then
he went and wrote
some jokes on his typewriter, but the ribbon was out of ink. Sorry.
You're as thrilled with that as Josh was with his.
With the prolapse. Well,
mine didn't involve a prolapse organ of any kind.
Isn't MySpace due to make a big comeback, right? Did you see that PlayStation, the original one's coming back, and it's already loaded for Christmas? Going to have 20 preloaded games on it?
Who knows?
So what does that have to do with MySpace?
Old things are coming back.
So
you just assume MySpace is due for a comeback? Because
Greg, you're the bully. Will you take care of him, please?
Justin Timberlake bought it. I don't think it's happened, though.
Right. That was years ago. Nothing's happened.
Who bought it?
Justin Timberlake.
JT.
He bought MySpace?
Yeah.
He'd be invested into it, at least. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have, speaking of Justin Timberlake, the announcement this morning that apparently Justin Timberlake did the Super Bowl this year for Super Bowl 53.
What does that have to do with Maroon 5?
Because Maroon 5, it was announced, apparently will be doing the halftime show at this year's Super Bowl.
It was not an official announcement, but...
No.
So it's kind of a non-story.
Someone presented it as if it was an official announcement.
I believe sources at a highly respected magazine, Variety Magazine, that appears to be the case.
To be the case.
And the cynic that I am, I just assumed it was a cross-promotion for The Voice, but apparently the game is on CBS.
It's on CBS this year.
Not NBC, right? Is that where The Voice
is? Put up with Jim Nance.
I don't know
if you know this or not, but he was a roommate with Fred Couples. I'm sure he'll work that in during the Super Bowl coverage.
He does a great job. The man's an institutional treasure.
My favorite button on my TV on NFL Sunday is the mute button. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. I wish I had one during sports over here.
I heard remoteless TVs are coming back. Like TVs because... I don't know if you guys knew this. The PlayStation is coming out with something this Christmas. So, of course, a TV that doesn't have a remote.
Are you taking a shot at my buddy Chick?
You know, of everyone in here, I thought you'd let me have that. Okay, never mind. So much for your birthday gift. Oh, I still owe you a grill, don't I? Never mind. Go ahead.
Now, Josh, do you have a – now, all kidding aside, is there – have you – mate, no, we should explain that. Greg, Josh just bought a new house.
Used house.
I don't buy it.
A used house.
Incredibly used home.
Josh didn't get
a
house.
Have you done any thinking about the possibility of once you get yourself settled, do you have like a maybe some kind of a chiffonier with a candle on it so you can with a lighter right there in the top drawer so if everything clicks, you can walk into the bedroom and, oh, look, candlelight. What scent is your candle?
I have pumpkin candles.
Oh, nice.
No, Maxim magazine said that that is one of the finest candles you can get.
Skirts like the pumpkin scent.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that seasonal or always?
Pretty much always.
Uh-huh. Huh.
Do you have any candles in your bathroom?
I just bought candles yesterday. I got a what's that?
New car smell?
No. Leather and oak.
Oh.
Is what the
it's a very manly candle.
Yes, they were both manly. They were mandals.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Like a lavender.
Do you have candles next to your bed?
They're in the bedroom. I have no. I'm not in charge of that.
Oh, you do have them though.
Oh yeah.
So when you come home and the candles are lit, do you know that it's time?
I don't even.
I was very comfortable with you denying that you've ever had sex. So let's not. Let's not explore this area.
I have lavender candles next to my bed.
Aren't those nice?
Yeah.
I like the rose.
Do you have a lighter handy, Christy? That long lighter, the barbecue lighter, so you can.
I do.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Have you? Check to make sure there's still fuel in it.
Oh.
I see. Yeah. Hasn't evaporated on its own. Because...
Now, Josh, have you done a pre-lighting of the candles to make sure that they're, you know?
No, my candles are still packed up. So in the new house, I have not. Oh, right now, my house smells like new carpet, and I want that to last as long as I can. It smells great.
Candles are packed up. Chucky doll came right out. Yep.
Is it Chucky doll out?
Yeah.
No.
First thing out of
have
the box.
Have you been over there, Greg?
No, I haven't.
Oh. No, yeah, Chucky doll still in the box.
Chucky doll's not sitting at your booth and your dinette set?
No, not yet, but I should do that, yes.
He does have a booth in his kitchen, which I think is the coolest
thing. It's very cool.
Well, we're going to move on and talk to Christy Lee at the news desk. Christy, what's going on?
Did you hear Batman's going to get naked? What? DC Comics recently released the first issue of Batman Damned, a dark storyline that features the image of Bruce Wayne's male member as he strips completely naked in front of the Batcave.
Do we need this?
Damned is the collaborative effort of Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo, who worked on the critically acclaimed graphic novel Joker.
What was that about?
The comic book. It's about a Joker.
The Killing Joke. Yeah.
The comic book is part of the DC's Black Label Initiative, which aims to remove censorship and boundaries from the creative comic book process.
Gotcha.
Do we need this?
I'd look at that.
You'd look at a drawn wiener?
I'd look at Batman's wiener. Sure, why not?
All right.
Does he call him Bruce Wang?
No, I hope not.
Tenuous at best.
That'd be kind of hot.
Dick Grayson. No, it's
the
ridiculous.
The guy wearing the Batman mask and naked.
Can you imagine? Oh. Remember the old TV version? Remember they would always break in with you'd see a slide or whatever it would be. And it would go zap.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
You know, pow. Yeah. Schlong. I don't want to see that. It's wrong.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. What's next? Are we going to see Two-Face's balls? the one on this side was burned.
Yes.
Looks like one of those Salvador Dali clocks.
Dali. Salvador Dali, not Dali.
No, it's Dali.
It is Dali. Oh, sorry, that's the benefits of a classical education.
I made it a lot farther than you did.
Yeah.
This whole thing of Batman is not supposed to be that realistic.
That's kind of the thing with Batman, though, is that he's human. He's very human.
So drawing,
he's dark. He's depressed.
I just don't
His
think
parents we're... died in a fire.
Okay, great.
No, they were killed by Joe Chill.
So how far are we now? How far are we away from seeing Catwoman's kitty, if you will?
What about Wonder Woman? Was she naked in that Wonder Woman?
Oh, I love that. I love that joke.
That's a great joke.
Invisible plane or whatever. She's invisible.
That's a classic joke. Yeah. Never heard that one.
I haven't.
I'm not sure we can tell it on there.
It looked like Superman was doing push-ups. Is that how it goes?
No, Invisible Man.
Right, the Invisible Man is there.
Invisible Man.
Yeah, that's right.
Wonder Woman was spread-eagled and gyrating, and they couldn't figure out why he goes to the Invisible Man.
Invisible Man.
No, I mean, at what point... Well, here's something interesting. And Christy, you remember this. We had an expert, a sex expert on the show.
A sexpert?
Sex expert. Talking about...
No, a sexpert.
No, that's a fake word. she was talking about the origins of pornography in contemporary culture. And it used to be that if you'd go to a barber shop, typically, they would have these little booklets that were parodies of contemporary comic strips.
Hmm.
And it would be... whatever, Dagwood would be mounting Blondie.
Really?
Yeah.
See, am
no,
I right?
He's right.
I saw the Brown one earlier.
Yeah, someone brought a bunch of them in.
But that was
their version of pornography. Mm-hmm. And, but I think it's ridiculous. I don't want to see sex.
You know what? You don't have to.
I read Cracked magazine. They had, this little parody.
Sure, they were the sort of the...
A lesser mad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Cracked.
I just don't think we need to see Batman's male member.
Well, you don't have to read that issue.
That's right, you don't.
Damned, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That's original.
Christie's all over it.
No, I'll just explain, look at it. This does the picture will end up on social media. I won't have to read it.
This does explain the Batmobile.
How so?
I was overcompensating for something.
Well, we don't know. It doesn't say the penis is small.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be a triumphant
it's not
bastard.
Gonna be.
You don't know.
Right.
He's not going to have a small penis. There's no way.
Why would they do that?
No.
Why would they do it at all? He's
they
Batman.
They're not going to do
14-year-old boy's fantasy. Not.
Here's
again, I don't want to see two faces.
Panel.
Balls.
Here we go.
I don't want to see this.
Well, you don't have to look at it.
You don't have to look at it.
I don't want to see the uncaped crusader. We have... Greg Warren in the studio with us. Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
Did you have a good summer? Did you have a nice time?
Well,
weren't you home most of the summer?
No, I was out most of the summer.
Are you on the road?
On the road, yeah. I had a couple of days.
What do you do for a living, Greg?
I did. I think I won the award for the dumbest thing anybody could do in the summer.
Oh.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, here's what happened. I was at my brother's house. He had like a barbecue, and I walked outside. Everybody was inside, and there was like a can of bug spray, and I get eaten alive. So I sprayed it all over, like, you know, a lot. My face, head, on my jeans, like everything. And then... my sister-in-law came out. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm putting bug spray on Kelly. She's like, no. I'm like, I'll pay for whatever my portion of the bug spray is. She goes, that's not bug spray. I'm like, what is it? She goes, that's the fogger. I'm like, what's the fogger? And then, if you guys don't know what the fogger is, it's this thing like where like you got to evacuate the area and one person puts on like a hazmat suit and they spray it in the lawn. And then bugs die for like a 95-mile radius. Like, I put it on my face, like some got in my mouth. So I have 6 months to live. The good news is those 6 months will be insect free completely.
Oh, yes.
No bugs have come anywhere near me. Orkin hired me. I just go to people's houses and sit down.
You can clear an acre with one of these.
That's true.
Yeah.
You just sit in their lawn.
I did. I should have known, man.
It has a funny nozzle.
It does have.
It.
And I
didn't you know?
Literally, as I was spraying on, I'm like, this bug spray has sort of an interesting nozzle. It looks like an air horn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I was thinking, wow, this must be a new kind of bug spray.
Does it have an odor?
Yes.
Yeah. And as soon as she said it, like, I started panicking, and I ran through their house, like, stripping off my clothes and jumped into their shower. They thought I was streaking. Ray Stevens was playing in the background.
Boogity, boogity. Yikes.
Yeah, yeah. It.
Any body lice start falling off?
Tom.
Those are usually microscopic. Oh, you mean ice
crabs?
He's
crabs.
Then you'd have a bonus.
So which is it, Tom? Does he have sex and get crabs,
or
does
he
never
have?
Sex?
You can get those from the like
toilet
the rest areas.
when you're traveling by Greyhound, some of those bus station bathrooms can be a little rough.
I found this Batman photo. I'm so disappointed.
Oh, it is small?
Well, look, it's not. It's just real. Look, it's real shaded. You can barely see.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, it's right there.
They're just doing this to get people to pay attention to a new Batman, what is it called, graphic novel.
Yeah. But he's very fit.
Yeah, you can't even. Looks like
Batman's always been very
fit. It's like an ultrasound.
Batman's always had an 8-pack visible underneath his suit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So. You see more of his quad muscle than you see of the love muscle.
Thank you. Well put, Christy. Yeah, that was very delicate. I don't want to see Batman with Benoit balls and anal beads on his utility belt.
Oh, man.
No, it's wrong. This is the...
Maybe Batman will streak next.
Well, yes, they call him the streak.
Get up there.
Last thing, don't look. It's off.
Man, was that
funny.
This
dude's big, wasn't it? That was big deal.
Do you know what? Do you know what killed streaking?
What?
No, seriously.
What?
No.
Social media.
No.
Really?
No, what
killed
streaking?
Everyone has
a
camera? No.
79.
The nature of the charges that they now. Prosecutors now, if you streak, it's now a.
It's a
sex crime.
Yeah,
and the next thing you know, you're
list.
Introducing yourself to your neighbors. Hi. Remember that funny guy at the Browns game? And that was me, and now I've got to tell everyone in a 20-mile radius that I'm a pervert.
It's not fun like it used to be.
Yeah. It used to be fun. Used to be a guy at the Academy Awards, ran in front of David Niven, showed his shortcomings.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
So when all those prosecutions started happening, did that really put a dent into Ray Stevens' album sale?
Maybe.
Ray Stevens. had a song called Ahab the Arab,
right, yes.
Which I think
yeah.
caused the second Gulf War.
And it sounded like this.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.